This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Isn't it great to see a president being cheered for peace and for being on the very cusp of the Korean War officially being ended and the denuclearization of the peninsula? Isn't something like this what we want to see from a political party or a nation's people? Instead, the Democrats are chanting for more war, and they love the fact that Obama got a peace prize for launching seven wars. What a joke. Here's Trump.
We're not playing games, and I remember, you know, it was very rough 3-4 months ago.
No belt. Well, the media says Trump doesn't get credit for any of this. They say he was in a party caused a nuclear war. Now this unprecedented peace happened. This is the two leaders meeting in Korea. They say it's not Trump that did it.
That's very nice.
Well, I'd say it's the American people, our military, bringing pressure to bear. And I sure hope it has bigger success. But here's South Korea's foreign minister. This is who the foreign minister gives credit to.
If we would have...
This is who the South Korean minister gives credit to. And then, well, I got Gerald Celente coming up a little bit after that. And then we're going to play the clip after that, just so everybody knows. After this clip, we're going to go to Lindsey Graham. Here it is.
Are you surprised by how quickly this moment has arrived? I mean, let's face it, just 4 months ago, Kim Jong-un was talking about pressing nuclear buttons from his desk, and President Trump was responding in kind.
I feel like somebody stepped on the accelerator at the beginning of the year, and it's been nonstop since then.
How do you account for it?
Clearly, you know, credit goes to President Trump. He's been determined to come to grips with this from day one.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, here. We're going to go to this Lindsey Graham clip here in a moment with the heads exploding of the liberals. Here it is.
If he can lead us to ending the Korean War after 70 years and getting North Korea to give up their nuclear program in a verifiable way, deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and then some.
Yeah, will he get it? I mean, obviously, this is something that the mainstream media will push back at. But you're right. If this is actually materializing, what an enormous accomplishment for President Trump.
I want to be there. It may be the first time the Nobel Peace Prize was given and there was mass casualties, because I think a lot of liberals would kill themselves if they did that. But the bottom line is, by any objective measure, what President Trump has done is historic. He made a decision.
So there you go. He made the decision to put pressure on them instead of going along with the same policy, and now that's brought them to the peace table. Yeah, that make their heads explode. They might kill themselves if that's the case. When we come back, I'm going to get Gerald Celente's take on this to see where he thinks this is really going, where he sees the Iran thing going with this huge announcement, and what's unfolding with the whole situation with Iran and Benjamin Netanyahu and that briefing that you saw earlier. One last point before we go to break, though. We have a lot of incentives, like free shipping above $50 at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off a lot of our best-selling items. It's very close to cost. Additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip on any item. A lot of things become lost leaders when you do AutoShip on things like coffee or supplements that you're going to want to reorder. Don't want to forget to get those great products that help you and your family, but also support the broadcast. Sign up for AutoShip and get additional 10% off. But at the same time, we have Patriot Points. It's normally 5 cents on every dollar, which is substantive when you buy a lot of stuff. In the month of April, it's been 10% of every dollar. And it goes right in your little account there on the site at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about a second to sign up. Just click one button and save your Patriot Points at InfoWarsStore.com. 5% is a good rewards program. 10% is nobody does that. So that's about to end here in just the next day or two. Patriot Points are double right now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the same site. It takes right to the sub area for the supplements. Gerald Celente, straight ahead. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
And now, the Trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, is taking over for the hour. But I wanted to ask him, as somebody who's really traveled the world, who's really studied in depth, what does he think is behind Trump going after Iran? What does he think is behind Netanyahu and this big presentation today with 100,000 documents and all these video displays and all these graphics that they supposedly stole with spies from the Iranians? I know the Iranians have been developing atomic weapons for a while. They were admitting it earlier. They denied it later. I don't think this is like lying about WMDs, but my issue is the argument of North Korea and Iran is if you don't have nukes, you get invaded like Iraq or like Syria or like Libya. And so I see Saudi Arabia running the Wahhabist arm worldwide, the Sunnis, 80% of Islam, trying to invade Europe, working with the globalists, working with the socialists, as part of this larger jihad plan. The minority of Islam is the Shiites, 19%. The other 1% is Alawite and other minority groups, as you know. And so, Gerald of TrendsResearch.com, I wanted to get your take as best-selling author, researcher, advisor to governments about the larger stratagem, because I don't want Iran to nuke Israel, and I know Iran says a lot of belligerent things, and I know the Iran mullahs aren't popular and that the young people want them out. I get all that, and I'm not an enemy of Israel. But at the same time, this strategy of the Saudi Arabian crown prince coming over and doing this charm offensive and wanting us to attack Syria to get rid of Assad, and all of this is about knocking out Saudi Arabia's enemy, the Shiites and Hezbollah. We know that. It's just that doesn't Trump like getting cheered, Nobel Prize, having the South Korean president nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize? Isn't that better than going down this war road? I mean, how ironic would it be, just like President-elect Obama launched 7 wars and he got a peace prize before he ever got into office? Well, will it be a sick joke where, you know, Trump's nominated for a peace prize and launches a huge war with Iran? And again, I know Iran threatened to sink our ships again this week. I know this was a bad deal Obama did. I know there's a lot of double dealing going on. It's just at the same time, I don't want to bring down Iran and then have Saudi Arabia use that to flood Europe with its whole Islamic invasion, which we know they're doing. So I wanted to get your expert take on that.
We were saying, actually, about 3 weeks after Trump got elected, and we were writing it in the Trends Journal and putting out trend alerts that Israel, the United States, and Saudi Arabia were lining to go after Iran. And it's really about the Saudi trip and the Israeli trip in a very big way. And as you pointed out, if you want to talk about radicals, look at all the ones that the Saudis have armed in the overthrow of Libya. That was Saudi Arabia and the Arab League. And then, of course, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice, along with Sarkozy and Cameron, jumped on board to overthrow Gaddafi. It was the richest nation in Africa. They were a threat to no one. And they brought up that whole human rights thing. But ironically, as they were talking about that, Yemen was falling apart. And Yemen, the leader at the time, was slaughtering many more people than Gaddafi allegedly had. So going back to Saudi Arabia, where's Saudi Arabia? Well, they invaded Yemen. They don't like the government that's there, the Houthi government. And by the way, the Houthis have been there for over 1,000 years. And Yemen just split up in the 90s. It was north and south at one time. And so that's what that's all about. But when did Saudi Arabia begin? About 1934. So it's this Saudi trip. And what it is also going on, what we've been saying. And again, look what's going on in Israel with the Gaza protests. Were they wounded, according to the reports? You know, about 4,000 or 5,000 people, about 45 dead. And, you know, they've turned that place into a Palestinian prison. There's no, I mean, who would want to live in those conditions? Alex, when all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what's going on. You have a real financial problem going on in Saudi Arabia. They need oil at $100 a barrel to break even on their budget. And you hear the crown prince talking about we want oil between $80 and $100 a barrel. Two-thirds of their workers are supported by the state. So what?
And let's be clear, just since Trump did this deal where they were going to supposedly stop funding jihadis, we now see oil gone up $15 a barrel. They say it's going up to 80 where they want it. Saudi Arabia more and more is getting what they want. This is the tail wagging the dog, undoubtedly, here.
Exactly. And that's what this is about. What was it about? We would have, you've heard me say this. You think we would have invaded Iraq if their major export product was broccoli?
No.
You know, same thing in Libya.
Do you agree with me then? Do you agree with me? I mean, Iran's going off the dollar onto the euro. All the signs are there that Netanyahu giving this speech is basically the major ramp up to a strike on Iran.
Yes. And look what just happened last night that's not in the news. They attacked Syria again. They killed over a dozen Iranians in an air base near Aleppo, a military place. And they don't know who did it, whether it was the United States, Israel, or the UK. So they're sending missiles in again. And again,
it's one missile. It's like a test to see if we'll even pay attention.
Yes, here. This is last week. Israeli war with Iran increasingly likely. Who said that? Mattis. April 26th. Then we're hearing the defense secretary over there, Lieberman, talking about there's three things that have problems: Iran, Iran, and Iran. So you could now Pompeo went over there. What did he meet with? The crown prince, Netanyahu? What are they talking about? Iran and war. Here's our forecast. If there's war against Iran, kiss the markets goodbye. Oil prices will spike back to the $150 a barrel. It'll crash the global economies. Gold prices will soar. And then also we're telling our subscribers, if this should happen, watch those cryptocurrencies as well and see what they do. This thing is going to destroy the equity markets. Go back to 2008 when oil prices were going toward $150 a barrel and bam, the panic came on. And you already mentioned how much oil prices have gone up. So that's already about $500 a year already out of the pocket of the average middle class family in increased gas prices. And then you look at GDP, you look at retail
Gerald,
sales.
Gerald, we got to go to break, and I'm going to have you take over right now with your expert mind on this. This is why it's so good to have you here when this is all happening today. But if we just pull back from this, Trump will end up destroying his legacy with this Iran situation. It's going to be a giant war. Like you said, it's going to totally screw up the economy. The Iranians are Persian. It's not going to be like Iraq. They're going to trigger sleeper cells all over Europe, Hezbollah sleeper cells. It's going to get really, really bad. And out of this crisis, I just hope we make it, you know, out of it. I hope this is all rhetoric so Iran comes to the table and, you know, sues for peace and gives up their nuclear weapons program. But just briefly before we go to break, do you think there's any chance of that?
No, I really don't. Not from the language coming out from the Crown Prince, from Pompeo, from Bolton, and from Netanyahu and Lieberman. I don't see that.
I know North Korea has suddenly wanted to go along with things. I think they've been told big war is coming. You better get in line.
Yeah, it's, you mentioned also, you said these are the Persians. They're not the Iraqis. And when you look again, and I've read the details, of they're really, truly not in violation of the UN agreement by with these missile testings.
Well, and when we say that is a whole bunch of them will get ready to die, and they'll be more coordinated than when we're fighting the Arabs, and it's not going to be a good situation. But this is where the world's going. Pray for peace, folks, but prepare for war. More of the InfoWar with Gerald Salente of TrendsResearch.com. Be sure and check out our new site, EuropeWars.com, the latest coverage of the Islamic invasion today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average
man. Hey, this is Gerald Celente. And thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. It's great being on InfoWars. And for all your listeners out there, don't forget to put your money where your mind is and buy those InfoWars products to keep the truth going. Because when you look at the media today, it's more than fake news, it's junk news. And InfoWars has real news, so please do what you can to keep buying those products and getting the truth out there and having Alex have people like myself and others on to give the views and observations based on facts rather than buying into propaganda and belief systems. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. And Alex was mentioning before about North Korea and where's that going. And all the data coming out, by the way, from South Korea is that, in fact, they are pointing at Trump as pushing this forward by the actions that he took earlier. I mean, it did seem a bit extreme, but apparently it worked. And it's also, let's not forget, too, that China's playing a very big role in this. And so, too, is Russia. They're both on the border of North Korea. And their influence also is very instrumental in this. So peace is the way to go. There's no profit in war. That's the big lie. The only people that profits are the military-industrial complex. There's General Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces and two-term president, said in his farewell address, January 1961, that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. So the people say, oh, there's profit in war. That's nonsense. There's only destruction in war. There's growth in profit and peace. So going back to what Alex was saying about the deal with North Korea, we have our new guy over there, Bolton, and he was on the TV yesterday, and he said, a question was that, is it a requirement that Kim Jong-un agree to give away those weapons, meaning the nuclear weapons, before you give any kind of concession? And Bolton said, I think that's right. I think we're looking at Libya model of 2003 and 2004. Bop, bop, the alarm bells go off. That's why North Korea got nuclear weapons. Because they saw what the United States, how they backtracked on the agreement. Just like, by the way, the United States government broke every treaty that it made with the Native Americans. They broke the treaty on that with Libya as well. So once he got rid of the nukes, bye-bye Gaddafi. And that's why North Korea got these weapons. They made it clear from the beginning. So if they're really assured peace, that's what they want. They're a tiny country. The gross domestic product is about half the size of West Virginia's. They got a population about the size of Texas. They're a threat to nobody. But they are a threat to the whole region with their nuclear testing. And of course, last week there was a report that came out at the place where they did nuclear tests. The whole place collapsed under it, the laboratories and everything else. So China and Russia don't want these things going off around them. So they're all in it for this. And as you well know, people that have been listening to me and watching our Trends in the News broadcasts, whether they're on YouTube or subscribers to the Trends Journal, I kept saying from the beginning, North Korea is not a problem. If the United States attacks North Korea, say goodbye to South Korea. Kiss it goodbye. If DMZ is a couple of miles away from Seoul, South Korea, with a metropolitan population of about 26 million people. So if you bomb North Korea, whew, say goodbye to South Korea and kiss Japan goodbye. So we never saw anything happening there in terms of militarily. We have been saying for over a year, the flashpoint is Iran. And I mentioned to what our defense secretary, Mattis, said when I was on with Alex before. Here's some more information I want to read to you. This is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, two days ago. This is the defense secretary of Israel, Lieberman. Israel has three problems. Iran, Iran, and Iran. Iran is trying to destabilize the whole region, not only in Israel. Look at what's happening in Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria. Iran supports and creates proxies around Israel. Hamas and Islamic Jihad would not survive 1 week without Iranian support. Well, when you go to the Islamic Jihad, you can thank Saudi Arabia for that one. And the United States for supporting them in the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya and then them going into Syria. Again, a war began by Saudi Arabia. Yemen, Lieberman's talking about. Look what the Saudis are doing to Yemen with the help of the United States, supplying them the weapons, intelligence, and air refueling. There's a humanitarian crisis at the World Health Organization, says it's the worst in the world going on there now. So why point fingers at Iran? Oh, and Hezbollah? How did they come about? That's when Israel invaded Lebanon and they formed to throw Israel out. So let's put these things into perspective. We're going down a very dangerous road here. Not only will the markets crash and oil prices rise, not only will gold skyrocket, but this could be the greatest humanitarian crisis since World War II if it continues to escalate. This isn't going after Iraq or Syria or Libya. This is big. And I don't want to hear that bomb drop. Be back in a couple of minutes. Thanks for tuning in.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. So, again, we're talking about the heating up of the war in the Middle East. And again, this is from last week, that having met with his Israeli counterpart, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis warns he sees an Israeli war with Iran as, quote, very likely. He cited Iran's presence in Syria as the likely cause of the fight. So, Mattis added, we hope Iran would pull back rather than risk Israeli attacks. Pompeo says Trump unlikely to stay in Iran deal. And we keep going here. This is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. This is quoting our new Secretary of State, Pompeo.
He said that U.S. stands with Israel against Iran. We remain deeply concerned about Iran's dangerous escalation of threats toward Israel and the region. So what's the region? Well, Syria. And Saudi Arabia and the United States want Iran out. They want all the Middle East. End of story. This is this guy, again, the defense secretary of Israel, Lieberman. Again, to repeat it, he said we have three problems. Iran, Iran, and Iran. And going on here, some more quotes. Pompeo saying the United States is deeply concerned about Iran's dangerous escalation of threats to Israel and the region and Iran's ambition to dominate the Middle East. How dare they try to dominate the Middle East? When the United States and the Allies are, those French, they can't get over that trip either, man. Back into colonization times. Matter of fact, words out, they're sending troops into Syria and they're already there. And what else do we have here? Trump, Netanyahu speak on phone to discuss Middle East tensions. And it keeps going on and on about Iran's regime destabilizing activities. And that is a quote. Israel on high alert prepares for possible Iranian retaliation. This is a few weeks ago after strike on Syrian base. So they struck a Syrian base, killed about 8 people, and now they're looking for retaliation. Who wouldn't? So thanks for tuning in, and don't forget, we got a lot more to go here, but just to remind you that what keeps InfoWars going to some extent are the wonderful products that they have available. And one of my private products is right here. You know, I don't know who said it, but I actually do. Mr. Boogie. He said, you got to boogie before the lights go out because tomorrow is iffy. And you can see by this news, man, iffy's putting it light. So I like to boogie because I write about and read about all the ugly stuff going on. So I want to keep my vitality, full male strength going. I hope Me Too doesn't try to stop this from happening. But I love male vitality. It keeps me vital, active, and really going. And they have an incredible special offer on Super Male Vitality for 50% off at InfoWarsStores.com. So I'm going to have to order me some more as well because I believe in the products that InfoWars is selling. And to help you, again, to support this broadcast and get the best all-natural products, they're dropping Super Male Vitality by 50% at InfoWarsStores.com. That's right, InfoWarsStores.com. Super Male Vitality has received thousands of five-star reviews from listeners. You've been blown away by their effects, and I'm one of those listeners. That keeps me loose and going. So, male vitality, again, put your money where your mind is. So going back to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States with this war, it's going to be, could be the war to end all wars. This could start a World War III. And Alex mentioned about Iran going off the dollar. Nah, it's not going to do anything. It doesn't make much of a difference. Even all this talk about the petro-yuan. Of course, we have the petro-dollar. That was a deal that was made by Kissinger under the Nixon administration. We'll protect the Saudi gang, but here's the deal. You got to pay us back. All the oil that you sell in OPEC, it got to be priced in dollars. Capisce? That was the deal. To protect the gang. That's all this is over there. It's a gang. Again, they invented this group in 1934, named the country after the mob family, the Saudis. The United States protected them. That was the deal. So now we have to put this into perspective. The reserve currencies being used, the United States represents over about 60%, 63%. Then the euro. Now the euro value is going down. Why? Because the economy isn't good. That's why they're keeping interest rates at negative interest rates into next year and keeping their phony bond buying scheme going. They're buying corporate bonds. These aren't governments. It's fascism, the merger of state and corporate governments. They're keeping the big guys afloat, keeping the equity markets going by juicing them with cheap dough. Now, let's keep going back to Iran pulling away from the dollar. Russia's selling and buying its oil in the currencies. China with the petro yuan. You could buy, we'll buy your oil, we'll pay you back in yuan, but you can cash it into gold. Is that going to have an effect? Yes. An immediate one? No. Longer term? Yes. And if the United States, Israel, and Iran go to war, United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia go to war against Iran, watch the dollar dive. Watch that petro yuan rise. And again, gold prices, they'll break into new territory, into the $2,000 range. Equity markets overvalued, overleveraged. By the way, the news, Apple stock just went up. You know why? More stock buybacks. That's where the dough is going from the tax repatriation. So it's not being built on strength. Apple just came in number 6 on smartphone sales in China. Dove from number 4. So, keep your eye on the news and stay ahead of the trends. Stay tuned and remember, put your money where your heart and mind is and support InfoWars. Buy those products.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back. And I want to thank Alex Jones and the crew at InfoWars for having me on. And remember, great products. Keep doing all you can to support InfoWars. And again, today the big news is what's going on in the Middle East, particularly with Israel, Syria, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. And last night, there was a missile attack against Syrian bases. And one of the things that I do as a trend forecaster, I go to the world to try to find the news. I look up the information, whatever makes sense to me after reading enough of it and finding enough facts, whatever facts are, and they can't be trusted, I try to make an analysis on them. So I don't have an agenda when I'm looking. I'm just looking and searching. And one of the agencies I go to for news is Fars News Agency, which is the Iranian one. And here's their report from last night. Syrian army positions come under missile fire attacks in Hama and Aleppo. Syrian army positions in Hama and Aleppo were heavily pounded by missiles on Sunday night, the Damascus-based Sana'a News Agency reported. Now, they're saying some 200 missiles were fired, and there was almost earthquakes. It was so shattering. No one yet has admitted the responsibility for the attacks, but militant news outlets and social media networks said the U.S. has fired the missiles from Al-Tanf border crossing in eastern Syria. Some other sources said the missile attacks were carried out by the U.S., and in response to the Syria's army's advanced
east of the Euphrates against the Kurdish-dominated Syrian Democratic Forces. Other sources said that Israel, that had previously targeted the T-4 air base in Homs province, where the Iranian troops had been stationed, has been behind the missile attacks. 12 soldiers have been killed and many more wounded. Several Iranian advisors and more than a dozen civilians who live in a village adjacent to the Hamas depot had been killed in the raid. Okay, we can see where this is going. It's escalating. There's no advancement of society with more wars. What will come out of it is no good. We're in Afghanistan now going on 17 years. Iraq since 2003. Libya has been destroyed. It's a hellhole. It was the richest nation in Africa. So, we need peace. And this isn't the way or the path to it. There is discrepancy about whether or not Iran is allowed to test ballistic missiles. If they're not carrying nuclear weapons or designed to do so, they are, according to the information I've read from the United Nations, allowed to do that. According to the reports coming in, according to all of the analysis by the monitoring agencies, they have not, again, that's according to the agencies, have not violated the principles of the deal that they made. Cutting back on nuclear development. Again, I think this has more to do with the decline of Netanyahu, the craziness of what's going on in Saudi Arabia, and whatever the United States military-industrial complex has to do with it. There's a clip going around about Rand Paul being on with Maus Blitzer on CNN back in 2016 when Rand Paul came out against the war in Yemen. And Maus said to him, in words you could look it up, well, that'll hurt sales from arms manufacturers and that will cause a loss of jobs in the United States. That's how sick that clown is. So, again, it's always great to be here, and to keep these shows going, it's very important that you buy the products from InfoWars. And they're introducing the Vitality and Balance Pack and True Alpha Male Pack, both 50% off. And you better get these before Me Too finds them, because they could be all against True Alpha Male Pack. We got to go neutral. No males allowed. This stuff. Yeah, look, I'm all against abuse, you know, of any level. But boy, I think it's gone, you know, into a realm that who would have ever thought. Again, you can't sing any of those songs when I was a young guy. Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Why, how dare you get him arrested? So anyway, you better get your Vitality and Balance Pack and True Alpha Male Pack now, because both 50% off. And they're bringing you new ways to save big on your favorite products with our new InfoWars Life Vitality and Balance and True Alpha Male Pack, both 50% off. Two powerhouse combos to boost your vitality and support your body where it needs it. Yes! So, here we are. Okay. Now, let's go back to the economy. We're in a period now where we believe the Trump rally has peaked. There's going to continue to be increases, but volatility is now the name of the game. Again, the markets are overvalued and overleveraged, with the ETFs on the overleveraged side is one of them, and overvalued by their price-earnings ratio, according to people like Shiller, who says that they are records now
almost compared to the dot-com bust and the crash of 29. And was juicing the markets of the stock buybacks. We believe that that will keep the markets going. The GDP numbers that are coming in are better, but they're not that strong. We also heard from Japan last week, the head of the Bank of Japan, Kuroda, said they were going to stay in negative interest rates and negative bond yields. The growth is not there. Now, let's put it all together. Again, the ECB last week said they're going to keep interest rates still negative. And this is a war on savers, by the way. We have no place to put our money, but they don't care. They want all the monies going to equity markets so the rich get richer. End the story. And the bigs get bigger. So as we see what's happening with the markets going up because they're being juiced, we see this as a temporary juice item in the States because of Trump's omnibus budget that increased the debt level by $1.5 trillion, or I should say that $1.5 trillion omnibus budget. Now, that's going to juice the economy. However, according to the Brookings Institute study, and I only could go by what's out there, they say that the average tax saving for an American middle class family, the Trump plan, is the grand total of about $930. They lost that already with the rise of gas prices just this year. If gas prices keep increasing, and if there's war, kiss the economy goodbye, kiss the markets goodbye. Again, gold prices to rise. Here's our forecast for gold. It has to go over $1,385 an ounce. Once it breaks that, the big breakout point is $1,450 an ounce. When it stabilizes above that, shoom, bop, boom, big rise. So thanks for having me. See you next 2 weeks. And remember, support InfoWars. They're there for you to bring you real news at a time when you just get junk. Thank you again. This is Gerald Celletti. And remember, OccupyPeace.com in this time of war.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top.